If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
What do you believe about God? I believe he's a hard taskmaster who just wants to send me to hell, and that's why I seldom spend time with him, because I really don't like him. He don't let me dress the way I want to. He don't let me go where I want to go. He don't let me drink what I want to drink. And there's not one thing in this Bible that says God won't let you do what you want to do, as long as you're willing to pay the price for it. If you don't mind having cirrhosis of the liver, drink yourself crazy. If you don't mind getting lung cancer, smoke like a chimney. If you don't mind getting your heart broken every other day, sleep with whoever you want to sleep with till you get an STD. God says, if you don't mind doing the time, go on and do the crime. God ain't sitting around going, nah, nah, nah. He just sits there and watches. And then when you come out and say, my life's falling apart, first thing he's going to say is, where you been? That's what he said to Adam. Where you been? I've been here waiting. I meet you here every Tuesday. And this Tuesday, you weren't there. Where are you? God didn't assault his sin. He assaulted his location. Where are you? In unbelief. Watch this. Jesus said, if you believe it, those things you say shall come to pass. Look now, he ties in belief with speech. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So every time you say something negative, even when we use the non-clinical term crazy, oh, they crazy. You know what you're saying to the person? They've lost their ability to perform cognitive skills. Crazy is not a clinical term. It's a euphemism. It usually means that it's someone who has lost the ability to reason. So we call them crazy. And so when we use that term, oh, he's just crazy, it's a derogatory statement. It causes that person to think negatively about that person. They told me you was crazy. Now I see it for myself. I heard you was crazy. Jesus said, you will have what you say. This is not a spacey way of speaking. Jesus said, you will have what you say, that you create not only your present, but your future. By the negative words of your past that have become so ingrained in your speech abilities that you can't say anything positive. Every time you say, I can't afford it, you will never afford it unless you add now. I can't afford it now. Can't afford it yet. This is such a biblical truth that it is even validated in the natural. There is a neurological physician up in Harvard University Medical Center who focuses on dementia and the brain. This is his specialty. He wrote a book entitled The Super Brain. He also put out a DVD and a CD. I bought the whole package. And he made a statement and didn't even know he was making a biblical statement. He said he tells his patients that the way to get their brain renewed is to change their speech. He said that it is clinically proven that when you speak positive, your brains grow new neurons. Those new neurons enable you to do what you say. They bring an extra gift to you of mental capability. They infuse your gifts and talents with a supernatural ability to perform something that you've spoken. And then he said, and likewise, he tells his patients, when you speak negatively, your brain cells die and you lose the ability to do new things. He cited the case of a man who was 74 years old, who went to the market to buy his groceries without a shopping list. He memorized what he wanted on that shopping list. His grandchildren said, Pops, you need to start writing stuff down. Don't trust your memory. You're getting older. They kept telling him this, and he found himself going to the store and forgetting what he wanted. He went to this doctor, and the doctor said, I want you to start doing what you used to do and tell yourself you can go back to it. He went back to getting his groceries from memory just from changing his speech, and he told his grandchildren, don't say that to me anymore. When I read that, the Holy Spirit says, I told you that over in Mark 11. Now, you went and paid for it on Channel 12. Yeah. But I told you that. And you will find that most of the defeat in your life comes from negative words. You don't know what you do, what you can do until you try. But you've got to tell yourself to do it. I am taking classes now that 10 years ago I would have never thought I could handle. But I tell myself, you know what, I'm gonna ace this thing. This is not going to be a problem. And at my age, 32, I am two courses away from stepping into an earned doctorate program with a 4.0 average because I said I could do it. And God worked with my speech. And he's no respecter of persons, so why are we still, oh, Lord, have mercy. Somebody said, well, what you going to do with your degree? Get myself my own forensic specialist business and hire a bunch of forensic specialists to represent people in court and do assessments. Who said I have to do it? I just know how to do it, and I'm like God. You just make everything and then put people in place and get paid. Watch this now. I'm almost done. This will be a good appetizer. Listen to Jesus. Remember we read over in Galatians, he said, faith works through love. But watch this. In verse 24, he said, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, what? Believe that you receive them. See there? See there? Now, I need you to space for a moment. I need you to let your mind go. Have you ever asked for anything and believed you were going to get it? Yes. In stores, sandwiches. Once every 2 months, now it's once every 3 months, I go downtown to Geno's, and I walk up to the window, and they have that sign up there, you got to speak English, but it's owned by Italian people. So I walk up to the window, and I speak in Italian, and I order my cheesesteak. Now, when I order that cheesesteak, I tell them what I want on it. I said, I want provolone, and I want onions, and I say it in Italian. But they got the sign that says you're only supposed to speak English. But they said that for their own rotten purposes. But I say it in Italian. I believe I'm going to get that sandwich. Now, I'm going to tell you how I know I believe I'm going to get it. Anybody know how I know I believe I'm going to get it? I pay for it. Because I give them money before I got it. After I order that thing, he comes to me and he says, all right, that'll be such and such. Here. Hadn't even seen him put it on the grill yet. But I believe I'm getting it because I paid for it. That's why the Bible says when you come to God, you must believe that he is. While you're coming, you must believe God. If I can tie scripture to it, if I can get a promise and tie it with that belief, I know God's going to do it. He promised to heal me. So when I come for healing, I'm getting healed. He promised to supply my need. When I come to him with a need, I'm getting my need met. He promised to be a wall of protection. When I come to him and ask for protection, I'm getting it. Whatever he said, I believe it. Why? Because it's already been paid for on the cross of Calvary and in the life of Jesus. I believe. But watch this now. Paul said that faith works by love. Listen to this. So Jesus takes that belief mindset in verse 24, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. We'll explore that next week. But then he says in verse 25, this is where the love comes in. He says, and when you stand praying, watch, forgive. And if you have anything against anyone, why? He said, because if you don't forgive and walk in love, your faith will die. If you don't forgive, then your belief means nothing. If you hold a grudge, listen, I gotta stop. But listen, I believe I'm gonna stop. But listen to this. Listen to this. Woo! Glory, this is good. This is good. I wish, oh, Father, heaven. Glory, come here. Come here. Come here. I'm staying up here. Go about an arm's length away. Yeah, stand right out there and turn around and face the people. Okay. Give me all the deacons on that front row. Come stand behind my brother here. Stand around him. Just let him see. Don't stand in front of him. Just stand around him. Just stand around him. Come on around. Come on around. Come on around. And you too. Mel, you come on up here. Come on. No, around. Make a semicircle. I want you around him, but just not in front of him because I want the people to see him. And come on, get in there and touch each other. See, we, Lord have mercy. Men so homophobic. Just get around him. There you go. Touch shoulders. Y'all straight. Watch this. All right, now put your hands on his shoulders. Everybody get your hand on his shoulders. Now I need you to push. Push him. Push him. Push him down. There. Now, bend. Don't. We know you go to the Y. Bend. There you go. Now watch. See, he's being what a body is. And when all this pressure of life, unbelief, hatred, unforgiveness, bitterness, all these things get onto your body, it makes sickness come out. So when you go to God and say, he can't because you're praying wrong. Your sickness is caused by these. So until you take your hand off, go one at a time. Go. Until you get rid of bitterness, until you get rid of doubt, until you get rid of fear, until you get rid of all these negative things, you won't even need to ask God to heal you because all the sick causers are gone. Thanks. And so that's why he said, listen, that's why he said, you got to forgive others. Why? Because your belief won't work if bitterness and unforgiveness is in there, because it will impede the belief. So if it's not working, instead of going to God and saying, Lord, I'm calling, I don't know why you don't hear me, he says, why don't you forgive them? And when you forgive, it flows. The power, the grace, the blessings, all the stuff you want, it flows as soon as you forgive. Well, you don't know what they did to me. They killed Jesus. You're still alive. There's nothing that has happened to you and I that we cannot forgive because we're still alive. Your belief systems need to be changed.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout it out.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
6418P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.